So for that, one thing is very much necessary, you see, those who want to progress on the way, they must keep self-introspection repose. You criticize yourself as you would criticize others. You see, don't fail yourself. Those who don't keep diaries, their progress is not hurt. Sometimes they have progress, otherwise. We have to note down all failures in our lives in a certain manner, as given in the diary report, you see. And we doubt. To know only that how many failures are there is not sufficient. What you do today, don't do tomorrow. What you do the other day, don't leave off. One by one, weed out all things. And if you continue also putting time daily for that, neither you progress both ways. In a month or so, you can progress wonderfully. In old times, when you used to go up to sit at the feet of masters for years, and when they were considered fit, only something was given to them. Times have changed, you see. Nobody can put in so much time with the masters from the worldly life. So the concession is there from God, so that many people may be benefited. So you are given experience the very first day, maybe little or more, and develop it by regular practice and self-introspection, noting all failures to be weeded out from day to day. May I ask you, you're all here, most of you are initiates, how many of you are keeping diaries and submit regularly to me? So I think more than half are not sending the diary. Keep a diary will make you regular and get you guidance on your sending report. That adds to my work. I'm glad it take it upon my shoulder. But if you don't send me any diary, how much time you put in, where did you weed out all your imperfections, this and that. So I will request you to be carrying the interest of your own problem. So this is what is your own personal question, because you see, you have to lead the body, nobody else in your place. Is it not? You can place done by your ministers and others, you see. Other things can be performed on your behalf by others. But this work you have to do yourself. Nobody's other man can give you a boost to help you. But you have to put in time yourself for that. This is your very personal question, because it is you have to lead the world. Nobody else wants your way. So it's most important, you see, and we have not paid so much attention to it. If you keep diary like that, go on with your meditation regularly, you'll go smiling when leaving the body. When my wife left the body smiling, I'm going, it's all right, go to your mother. On the day of the first day, initiation will give you a boost to rise above body consciousness and come in contact with that power with you. Maybe little or more, that is the start. Some capital is given. So that you have to do it by regular practice. That master power resides in your heart, waiting for you. The quicker you do, the better. Anytime that may meet us, we should meet it. Yes. All right, I'm coming. If you go daily like that, then there's no fear of death. All loss and misery have to be conquered in death. Now, I hope you realize the necessity, the importance of meditation. All other duties are secondary, I would say now. Once you understand this, all right, as I gave you the example of that learned man who wanted to cross the rivulet with the boatman. And the boatman asked him, do you know swimming? That they have read about it. When you don't know practically, you know that your whole life is lost. So on initiation, master power resides in your heart, waiting for you. When you meet him, you can talk to him, then further guidance will be there to direct from within. Initiate becomes truly initiate, becomes the master, servant of the master, when he meets him and talks to him heart to heart. So, I think we're getting now 10:45. If you've got any other questions concerning that, you're welcome. It's the best I know, I will tell you. One thing more, sir, to keep the diary, submit your diaries regularly. Second thing, you must attend the talk, the group talks given at different centers. Leave hundreds of work to go there, because there when you sit, more than one sweet member of the Master Bhava is there. Christ said, when more than one man sits in my name, I am there. By radiation, that power works. So many people find no time, they say they have got no time to swear. They should try to swear, that is to their best interest. And I think hundreds of hours you can leave off, and for thousands of hours you must leave to do your own work. Then, it is your own work, is it not? Find out time, please. Even the busiest man can find out some time. If he finds, where there is a will, there is a way. So there are 24 hours of the day time. So we have to swear at least tight of it, 1/10, 2.5 hours. You have been consistent of only 2 hours. You do more, there is no hard and fast rule against it. It is in your interest if you find more time. In 1912, when I entered the life, I met a man with saints. He was a professor in college. Professor. He can be in college too, everywhere. I was always free with him. He was also free with me. When I used to go, he was going to say his prayers for hours. Generally, prayers are 5 times. You see, 5 times you go down, then stand up, and this and that. So you do 5 times only. He went on doing for 2 hours, 3 hours like that. I put a question, well, dear friend, in Mohammedans, only they put say prayers 5 times, and you put in so many hours on it. He says 5 times is binding. Every Mohammedan must put it. And this 2 or 3 hours is put only to seek his pleasure, feeling of God, pleasure of God. The more you time you put in, the better. But there's no hard and fast rule against it. At least minimum you should put in. And during the time you work as his obedient servant, you see. He does not ask you to leave your work, you see. 2 hours out of the 24 hours, then nothing. After that, put in whole attention to your daily work, work is worship. You are not to leave your house and home. You have to pay off debts, action as a reaction of the past, you see. Pay off. Master, don't advise to leave the world and go to the, I mean, to the mountains and everywhere. The big cave is this man body in which you are is there. You have to simply withdraw from our sense, sit there and wait. That's all. You keep your home sweet, first thing. Then earn your livelihood, honestly. And then pay some attention to this, very important. When I went to my master, I was a family man with 2 children and wife. And I asked him how much time I should put in. You see, he said 5 to 6 hours at least, the more you can. So there's no hard and fast rule for that. You are not to put in more time, but still. Snatch away some time, you see. Maximum you can. That will go to your interest. You'll come in daily, coming and going at your will and pleasure. Wouldn't that be nice? So God has united you, see? Come as brothers, sisters, as wives, husbands. The first thing we have to just keep up those relations fresh, lovely, you see? And along with both of, each one of the family, we should go to meet God, you see? That is why I always suggest have a chapel in your home. Sit together from morn, together in the morning or evening with children, everything. And the whole atmosphere will change, you see? That does not stand in your worldly life. Simply that makes you honest, of course, sincere. Any questions?
Yesterday night, you know, we wished to see you, and there was told you were tired.
There's no question. Don't look to my tiredness. Only find out some time together. You can come. You can have no objection. Tired means, for this work I'm not tired, my life. You look to my service, that's good. But give some time to me too, and I will be attending to you all. If you want to see me personally, last night some people did come up. They met me personally, they asked their question, that night. And sitting and helped me in that. to send those and the other this gentleman also. You are welcome to see me too. But just sometime, as last night it was, and yesterday, kindly tell us, after this, what is the program after this?
Master, yes. I have a question.
Yes, please.
You have not told me to come when initiation is.
I can't follow with you, kindly, loudly.
I have difficulties with meditation.
I explained today, you had a sitting, see?
But she said only the one you have told to come, but you have not told me to come yet. Can I come too?
Are you a new initiate?
I have been for 1 month.
Are you initiated already?
Already for one
yeah,
month.
That's all right. But you have given the city this morning, explaining all difficulties. And I think you sat for 40 minutes.
The Master said, are you coming at this morning education? This evening.
Yeah. I think difficulties of many initiates must have been solved by this sitting. Others may have also another sitting later on further on here. Yes, please.
As far as I see, I have two questions.
Yes.
Many people want to talk to you personally.
Yes. Just the time of
year. Everybody wants to see you as often as possible.
Yes, all right.
So I beg you to be here as often as you can make it.
Fix time I'll be here. You fix time and I'll be here. It is for you to spare time if you don't need. I am here only for that purpose.
Thank you.
Yes. Those who want to see me any time, at night when you talk open. We are all soldiers in the army of God.
We can come up to you, Master. Also, for a personal question.
I told you yes. Not once, 100 times yes. What time I must know? And I must be ready to receive you. It is for you to spare time difficulties. For me, I am already here. I think the best time for meditation is the small hours in the morning when man is fresh after sleep. Quiet, place, and blank.
And
you cannot find time then. Any time when you rise in the morning, first time. Mm-hmm. Even then you get no time when you finish some duties at the time of your food has come. This is the bread of life. You must give the bread of life to your first before giving food to the body. Make it a point, you see. So there's no hard and food. Morning hours and in the evening hours are the best, when the sun rises and sunset. That's the proper time. Helping wake up. Other than no hard and hard food, you can do at midnight, during the day, any time, when you're fresh and buoyant. But mind that, do one thing at a time completely. Holy and solely. Cut off everything else, open one drawer of the table and remain that one. Close all other. You see that when you say prayers, but you from all of the holy and soul. In any way you devote yourself, so you will success.
Beloved Master, at times when I have personal problems, I'm completely weighed down, and that disorganized my meditation. So you usually say that thinking about the problem wouldn't solve the problem. You must rather think about you or go on with the meditation. But on the same, I haven't reached a state yet where I may be able completely to eat away or dissipate with mind, like the question of thinking about the problem entirely. And that mainly disorganizes my meditation when I'm not able to meditate
properly. What is the word? What is it?
I did not understand. And probably what I understood is that
you
weighed down or something.
That's all right. You see, if you keep your diary regularly, first thing, submit to me for guidance. Every time you get guidance, whatever guidance is given, that should be understood and followed. Even that is not right, not followed, then you can write to me a special letter for that. I'm here now. And if you got this morning, you have been giving a sitting, is it? You are here? You just come now.
No, I've been here.
You're here. Did you sit one meditation?
Yes.
Do you have any experience, little or more? But that leads to some salvation and trouble, you see. The more you will come in contact with that light and something soon, everything will be calm, you see. All of the troubles will find solution for itself. That will help you enter. That will keep your mind engaged, you see. You put in regular time, morning, evening, then it will be all right. Put in, you know, that is why I think that, you see. Keep your diary first. Then stick to it. Submit for guidance. When I'm here, so see, for a month or so, I'm just almost here in Europe, you can meet me. You got some time, take away from your business, you can follow, enjoy talks at other stations in Europe. You're welcome. You're all dear to me, you see. When you have been chosen for that, you have given something, and that difficulty can be solved. Well, 15 years later, of this, you said something now, put in time like that once or twice a day, you told it. Is there any personal difficulty that can be solved by hard work stuff?
My question is not answered to what I wanted to be.
What are your questions, please? Come up.
Yeah. You've only told us that when we have problems, you shouldn't mainly write you, because by writing to Master always about your problem, limits the Master power working in you, because you always wish him to write to you, do this and do that.
On the physical plane, you have to work on the physical level. Yeah? Laws of nature cannot ignore.
And I'm saying
in that... way. You can contact within, or you can supply there, that's all.
And I'm saying that when I have a problem...
No, look here. Don't be suffering for the whole world, for your own difficulty. But you got put as a nice father. Now you told me that you have dissipated, no experience, etc. You got some. Any other difficulty that can explain? Don't be advocating for all the world over. Mind your own business. Your difficulty should be solved first.
Yeah, what I'm saying is personally.
Then sit down. Don't waste your time. It's an asking of special interest to them, that's another thing. You have got your difficulty in meditation. Improve. Go on with it. And away, you have to be very attentive. Listen to the others, you see. But you'll progress, definitely progress. There's nothing to be disappointed. And you reduce the dead power. Be regular and everything will go. Whether you know the master power or not, whether there's God or not, when you be free, then you will come to know how yourself manifests.
When I meditate,
gentlemen, shall I translate the answer to
this?
Yeah.
own problem, let him solve
it. It's one more person, it is
okay. Yes, please.
Meister, ich habe eine große Schwierigkeit, und zwar, ich kann so schlecht meine Gedanken zusammenfassen.
Yes, but,
the question of the gentleman is, that he has got a great difficulty, he doesn't know to control or concentrate his thoughts, and so he has got bad progress, and he wants to know if the master has got some special practice for people in his condition.
I have kept nothing secret from you.
The master has kein Geheimnis vor Ihnen.
Everything outspoken.
Alles wird gesagt.
Christ said, what you heard in ears, speak out from the housetops. I have given you very open meditation hour to everyone, one and all, without any reservation. So that's the only way you got it. If you put in time regularly, take to the diary, you'll progress. Definitely, ensure research. Regularize your pain, remove all difficulties. You see, concentration, there's no high road to concentration, except to put in more time. In the beginning, you may have only 2 minutes. With the God power within, with the light within, maybe half a minute. Then by regular practice, you will have more time, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and by regular practice. So, what you say, Rome was not built in a day, you see. Regular practice makes you wish you progress, definitely sure.
Yeah.
That is why I said 5 to 6 hours, at least. Before there's no heart and passes. The more time you put in, naturally you'll progress. Otherwise, now, otherwise you go jari. Jari.
In the other world is.
What I've done is fixed. What time?
So, another question.
Come on, if you want to tell me.
Master, when I meditate and I see the light, the sunlight or golden light, my heart goes very fast and I'm so anxious.
This is the wrong way of doing it. You follow my English?
Yes.
This is the wrong way of doing it. You should not pay any attention to the breathing going on in the body. That breathing involved brings all this trouble. Now breathing is going on. You are not aware of it, is it? Then while sitting, why are you aware of the breathing?
I don't.
You become involved in that, you see. That is why I fix the attention outside of your physical body. You follow my point? I think I don't like to leave you, and I also don't like to leave me too.
But that is dangerous.
The purpose of all of us being here is to know something about meditation. Is it not just to be told in the morning there is meditation hour? Meditation brings all our attention together on one particular subject. Not scattered, you see, to concentrate on one particular object. So much so that we forget ourselves. And this is one for all. Those who attended the talk last night, I think they'll understand it better. We came to the conclusion that we are all one as man, as soul, as worshipper of the power called by different names, which is the same. So we came to the conclusion that all mankind is one. Unity already exists as man, physical man, born the same way, with the same privileges and God, outer and inner. What is fortunate to have the golden opportunity of man's body, which is highest in all creation. Because in this man's body, we can solve the mystery of life. Theoretically, we have done so much, intellectually so much, but it is an effective question to know the one which is driving the physical body. We have the physical body. We are carrying the physical body. But the physical body is given to us only for a short period. So we must make the best use of it, the sooner the better. So we are man first, then bearing the labels of different schools of thought, we have joined to solve the mystery of life. Further we came to that we are conscious entities. The door for the ocean of our consciousness. And as such, we are all brothers and sisters in God. No high, no low. And the same controlling power keeping us in the body. The body works so long as we are in the body. And we are in the body so long as we are controlled in the body by that high power. So in the man's body, this is a golden opportunity in which we can know ourselves and know the controlling body, controlling power. So, art of meditation is knowing oneself to knowing God, coming in contact with that. The result of that will be knowing God. But to know God, we must know ourselves first. God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties. Our mind, our intellect, of course we use intellect to understand things. But after you understood, you must know yourself and come in contact with that higher power which is already controlling us in the body. So fortunate we are, in the search of God, we are not to go elsewhere, we are simply to tap inside, as Emerson says, who we are, what we are. That is all the seasons, masters of the old gave out in their own times. Of course, in the language that which were prevalent at the time, Greek classes at Gnosis Hierton, Latin philosophers said Gnosis Tipson, and others said, unless you know yourself, you cannot like to thought in which you apply. Oh, know thyself is the first thing you have to know. We have known ourselves from the physical level, from the intellectual level, but not practical self-analysis. Feelings, emotions, and drawing inferences, they're all subject to error. Seeing is above all. So it is practically to know ourselves by self-analysis. What we have known at the level of feelings of physical body or intellectual inferences, that is not sufficient. So for that we'll have to see what to do. Have you seen any man dying? I think some of you must have seen. First, he does not recognize anybody who is coming to him. His attention is withdrawn from outside. So he cannot recognize who is coming to him. That's first thing. Then the lower portion is numbness. The soul current, which envelops the whole body, is withdrawn from the body slowly, withdrawn, process goes on. Ultimately, is sent in the up, in the eyes, either upward. That shows the seat of the soul in the body is back the eyes. Just like this bulb is there, the whole room is unlimited. Similarly, the bulb of soul is at back the eyes from where whole body is unlimited. Is it? Same two top states. The ones who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, they have got the same experience of leaving the body as it has done at the time of death. So we have to withdraw from the Gnosis, dwell on our own selves, which is the cause of all this which is going on, and we are controlled by some higher power in the body. So this is the process of meditation. In two words, like a factory, you see, that is run by powerhouse. The straps of the powerhouse are connected to the different departments of the factory, which are the straps which put up. That department sees its work. If the main strap is taken out, the whole machine is tensile. So the whole machine of the body is going on about a fast, you see. And we have to reserve to our own self at the seat of the soul, which is at the back of the eye. That is why all masters said, learn to die so that you may begin to live. You know, follow me now. All masters said like that, in their own language, of course. Kavi says the same thing. Guru Nanak says the same thing in their own words. I'm not prolonging the subject. All others, unless you know yourself, you cannot know God. Our own self, our own consciousness, little self, is environment, mind is better than outer faculty, so much so identified with it, we have forgotten ourselves, you know. What to speak of knowing yourself. So this is the process of meditation I was putting before you. One and all, the same. Whether you belong to the East or the West, that makes no difference. Young man. Man is perfect in all respects. God also resides in this man's body, and we also reside in the same. So we have to search within us. You know, O Lord, cannot be had by observation. It is within you.
Good morning. and welcome to the satsang for Master Kripal Singh. The recording you just heard was an afternoon talk by Master Kripal in Cologne, Germany, on August 27, 1972. Our reader this morning is Pradeep Sethi. Hello, Pradeep.
Good morning. Continuing reading the question and answer sessions from The Light of Kripal, Chapter 41, Permanent Happiness, January 18, 1971. Question. It seems to be a mistake that we believe in Maya, but we haven't yet seen the higher planes. Master, Maya is defined as a delusion. What is Maya? It is delusion. You do not see things in their right perspective. That's all. Come out of the delusion. You will come out of the physical delusion when you rise above the astral body into the causal. Whatever enjoyment you have outside, is it a real enjoyment? We are under a delusion. I will give you an example. If a dog is eating bones, but there is really no taste in bones, his own blood trickles, and in tasting that, he thinks it is due to the bone. It is not, you see. So long as you are attached, you feel joy. But when you are withdrawn, or the thing of enjoyment is withdrawn from you, then by disengagement, you feel a loss of bliss. Do you follow? But the real bliss is within you. You yourself are all consciousness, all joy, all bliss. When you are absorbed in something outside, you enjoy your own bliss by concentration there. Really, there is no joy outside. You enjoy your own bliss by concentration there. Really, there is no joy outside, no happiness outside, as we are a drop of the ocean of all consciousness, all happiness, all joy. If we engross our whole attention into the over-attention, then we enjoy true bliss. Our real bliss lies within our own self. It can be enjoyed by concentration or coming in contact with the over-self. Outside, enjoyments are merely due to your attention here. If you are not engrossed there, you feel no happiness, no joy. Devotee, is it correct to neutralize the negative thoughts with the positive thoughts? Master, for instance, devotee, some bad thought comes in and you just reverse this as nothing, and then you substitute it with some other thought. Master, well, look here, you are changing your center of enjoyment from one place to another. They are changing. The more they are changing, the more they are missed when you withdraw from them. You'll feel grief. Devotee, there should be complete stillness. Master, that may be taken as a training ground if you like. Be absorbed in your own work, for work is worship. It is a kind of training, but by absorbing your whole attention into the over-self or God, you will have a boost of joy. That you cannot get from outer things. You may have absorption only for the time being you are engaged, and when those things are withdrawn, you feel no joy. We have been tossing about seeking joy here and there, everywhere, but we are not satisfied because outer things are not permanent, but are only the temporary changing panorama of life. You must have something to stay with, which is eternal. God is all bliss, all consciousness, all joy, all intellect, and we are a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. He is ever-existent. Do we think we will ever die? We never dream of it. With all this, We know that people leave the body, but still we feel we cannot die. Even in a child, that reflection is there. Because God is all wisdom, we consider that what we know is all wisdom, is also all wisdom. Even a child will say, I know better. Is it not so? This is the reflection of that all wisdom. Everyone is seeking joy, but the difficulty is where to find permanent joy. So, the masters advise us to come in contact with something which will never end, which is everlasting, and that is God. He is already within you, and for this reason, He, the Master, gives you contact with Him. The more you come in contact with Him, the more joy you will feel, the more happiness. When you get greater bliss, naturally, you withdraw from outside. You enjoy these outer things only when you are engaged or absorbed in them. And if they were permanent, it would be all right, but they are ever-changing. Question. But sometimes, maybe after a particular experience, you can see what will happen. Master, that's a foreshadow of the coming events. That's all. The foreshadow of coming events are not a part of spirituality. It is only because of the clearness of your mind that it can be a reflector of the coming events. That is, whether a thing is lasting or not is to be considered. If a man wants permanent peace, permanent joy, never ending, then the soul must be absorbed into the oversoul, which is eternal, which won't die. You will not feel the separation or withdrawal from that, as He is the very life of you in this very man body. Those who want permanent peace and joy, let them contact something that is lasting. That's all. Because the worldly things are all changing, they don't last long. After all, man has to leave the body. Everyone has to leave sometime. If you are attached to outward things, relatives, possessions, naturally, when you withdraw, you feel grief. Do you know what is at the bottom of this? All bliss, all joy, all happiness, all wisdom is within you. And at present, you have a reflection of that. As I told you, even a child says, I know so much. Everybody says what I know. Nobody else knows. That is due to the reflection of all wisdom within you. God is eternal, and nobody believes He will die. But if you really come in contact with that, when you will have permanent joy, permanent wisdom, everything, these are very simple facts, common sense. Everybody wants joy, permanent, not temporary. Is that not so? We have been seeking amiss, thinking perhaps each thing will last, but nothing lasts in this changing panorama. That permanent, lasting abode is within you, and that is the very controlling power within your body. But we are attached to outside things so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. We must withdraw from outside to know our own self. When we do this by withdrawal, we see that that power is controlling us within the body. So, the body is the temple of the God, and all this grief, misery, and strife is due to ignorance. We've been seeking amiss. That is why the Upanishads ask, what is that by knowing which you need to know nothing else? You see, by having which you need nothing, to develop nothing more. This is the underlying principle living under it. Everybody wants permanent peace, do they not? But we are seeking, we are engaged only in the impermanent. Why not seek that very power which is within you? That will never leave you. That is the very controlling power in the body, permeating all creations, This explains spirituality in a few words. Everybody wants bliss, happiness, joy for long, is it not? Even if you get outside, you have to leave the body. Now, these things are connected with the body. Even when you feel grief, why not come in contact, become engaged and absorbed in the power which is lasting, never ending, and which is within you, keeping you in the body. Do you follow what I am putting before you? We are misfitting our attention. We enjoy little outside happiness only for the time, and we are absorbed in it, or our own attention is absorbed in that. When that thing is taken away or we are withdrawn, we feel grief. Furthermore, our outer enjoyments have to spend money, but for the inner bliss and joy, we have to pay nothing. Disciple asked about being sick and meditating. Even the darkest cloud has a silver lining somewhere. There is bliss even in the form of disease. You get more time. Nobody presses you to go to the office or to business, etc., and earn money. Your household members say, "All right, he is sick." They do not detain you. So why not look at the better side of it? Other people are helping you instead of sighing and grieving, "All right, God bless me." Withdraw your attention from outside to within you. You have got a contact within you. How blessed you are. So many years ago, I remember, it was perhaps in 1914, I got a fever for 3 months, then 6 months. I had a very blissful time. Nobody was telling me to go to the office and this and that. And I was served by everybody. So naturally, I was in my meditation much of the time. And once I withdrew from the body, the people around me said, "Oh, he's dead." But I was not dead. This is the golden opportunity that God gives. Our angle of vision is wrong. What I'm telling you is not the truth. When you're sick, do you have to exert for yourself? Others come to your help and will sympathize with you, saying, "All right, have this, have that." All these outer things come in a garb to give you an opportunity to get something higher. But we don't utilize the chance. That's the pity. So, have you understood the principle of permanent happiness? You have got the contact within. Why not have it permanently? Out of the 24 hours a day, we fritter away at least 20 hours and will not find time, even 3 to 4 hours, for that most important purpose. This is really our own work. All other work is connected with give and take, and when that is finished, it will leave you and you will have to leave. So the permanent relationship is there within you, to which masters unite you. Such a relationship which never ends even after death. What a great concession it is, I tell you. I do not mean that you should sit idle and doing nothing. Earn your livelihood by the sweat of your brow. Stand on your own legs and help others. We have only to take one or two loaves, one or two. That's all. Nothing more. How much do you need to earn for this? $1,000? You need for your own living $20, $30, $40, and the rest is not your share. Mind that. If you don't share with others, you will have to leave it all behind, and people will be fighting over it. This is our share. This is our share. What has to be taken from you eventually, why not share it with others now? Is this not wise enough? Your self will expand. Love God and love all others. God resides in them. Love knows service and sacrifice. Love without service and sacrifice is no love, I tell you. It is selfishness. you want to keep everything for your own self and you can have only a little of it, the rest will be left behind you. And people fight over it, going to the courts, this is our share, this is our share. Kabir says that the word they in Punjabi means body. The word they also means to give. So he says, as long as you are in the body, they. As long as you are in the body, always give. He then asks, why? Because when you leave the body, nobody will ask you to give. When you share with others, your own self expands, does it not? For the love of God, you love others. So share with others because God is within them. We are all brothers and sisters in God. Your self expands. Otherwise, it remains congealed with the result that you take nothing along with you when you leave the body. Even so, how can you take outer things? That is why Christ said, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. The whole perspective is changed, do you see? The God-man who come here give right understanding. This is right understanding, you see. The personal work is therefore to withdraw from outside and rise within your own self. Know yourself, that's all. You are all bliss, you are all wisdom, all happiness. Outward happiness comes only on account of you, yourself. When you are engaged or absorbed in various things, you have frittered away your own bliss and enjoyed the outer happiness. If you come in contact with that higher happiness, then go on with your own meditations and all outward things will become very clear. I mean, we are wearing colored glasses, but with clear understanding, the glasses become clear. If it is dark glass, you will see darkness. If it is blue, you will see blue. But the right understanding gives you right thoughts. Right thoughts result in right speech and action. Why is all the wrangling and fighting going on? Because there's no right understanding. Once my father was involved in a court case with some relatives on account of some land dispute. It was, I think, in 1915, many years back. Previously, those who were now fighting in the courts lived together as cousins. They ate together, yet in the court they could file suit. Anyway, my father won the case, I was there, and when the other party came to my father, they met all right, and he welcomed them. I asked them, why have you come? And they said, we have lost the case, of course, but we have come to see if you have got some share for us. I then asked my father, well, dear father, have they really any right to anything, although you have won? Old people were very wise in those days, and with all that, he said, truly speaking, I have to die. They will have some share even though I have won. Then I asked, how much do you really consider that they have to get? He said something like 9 bighas. A bigha is about 1/4 of an acre. Then I asked him, well, then how much do you think, had you lost the case, would you like to have considered your share? He replied, 15 bighas. So I said, all right, add half of that and it makes 12. So even after the case was won, my father gave them 12 bighas of land. This is truthfulness. Don't deceive yourself. Sometimes in the outward court cases, you see, you may win, but that is not your true share. Christ was very strong in advising people not to leave the house for the court. If you have left your house and are on the way, don't go further, return. Even if you reach the door of the court, don't step inside. If you step in, then you are no longer true to yourself. You will have to say 100 false things to prove you're right, and all your time will be engaged in nothing practical. All the time you will be thinking, he is such and such a man, and so on. When consulting with one man, then another, one's whole mind is disturbed. Added to this, you have to spend money. Why not keep the half share and stay at home? In Punjabi, we have got a saying, it is better to have half a loaf of bread rather than the whole by fighting. Would it not seem that if you are true to yourself, then there is no need of these courts? The reason for these courts is due to us, you see. If there are two brothers, then whatever the father has left should be shared. Everybody wants to be exorbitant, wants to get more. It is only the angle of vision that should be changed. Nearly all that trouble is on account of ourselves. I think 90%, 10% might be due to reaction of the past. We squeeze the blood of others. The stain of blood on a cloth can be washed away by water. But when you squeeze the blood of others, you will have to reap the results of that. So your earning should be fair and honest, first of all. The other thing is it should pass through the hands of someone who has a good life, or that infection will be there. Even from the one who cooks, those who serve food also have an effect. We don't feel it because we are already overladen with filth. These are simply different ways of living. No philosophy is required, just common sense, everyday experience you see at work in life. So all outward enjoyments are not really enjoyments. Because of your own self, you're absorbed in something and are enjoying your own blood. Why not attach it to the higher self, which is all wisdom, and thereby enjoy more? You have to learn these things. Having one social religion or the other makes no difference. That school is better from which many students come out successful. That's all. When you are attending a certain class in which there may be Hindus, Mohammedans, Christians, all are reading in the same classroom, and the teacher is a man, the same as you, who is enlightened, who has solved the mystery of life. Which student is most dear to a teacher? Whoever lives up to what the teacher says. Surely, though he may be a Christian, Sikh, Mohammedan, or a Hindu, all are dear to him. But he is more dear who lives up to his words. So I say, make the best use of the advice you are given. You have nothing to pay, nothing to worry about, and this is nothing new. Just stand on your own legs. It is a golden opportunity whereby you can go back to your home. Make the best use of all things, all other things, to enable you to reach God. The next chapter, The Ojas, The Power of Chastity, January 27, 1971. Question. While reading yesterday, I came across a brief mention of the power of Ojas, but it didn't give much in detail about what it is about. Master, Ojas is the power which helps you rise into the beyond. That is called Ojas. So you will find how necessary is chastity in life. The more you have got that power within you, the more you are healthy, even if it exceeds what the body requires. It will help you in the beyond. You see, from eat and drink, we have some milk-like element, chyle. From there it rises and comes into the blood. From blood forms the flesh, bones, and then the pit of the bones. From the pit of the bones, that power arises. Those people who are not chaste, given up to unchastely, they have no hope for this Ojas power. So Ojas is the power which helps you to transcend into the beyond. That is why chastity is life, sexuality is death. We sometimes use words, but we don't know the very basic purpose for which they are there. You have read chastity is life, sexuality is death. Normal way, that's all right. Everything which exceeds limits and goes to spoil you see. So, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That power helps those who are always drained out, have poor health, no thinking power, not are they able to do hard work. They can do nothing. So, that is why it is said, chastity is life and sexuality is death. Those who are not married should observe strict celibacy. Those who are married should observe according to the scriptures. Scriptures only say to marry means taking a companion in life who should be with you in weal or woe through your earthly sojourn, and both meet God, help each other. One duty may be begetting children, one, not all. We have considered perhaps it is a machinery of enjoyment. That is wrong. Ojas has not been defined anywhere, I tell you. From Ojas, you have got that power which helps you to go into the beyond. If you have got no surplus of this valuable fluid within you, how can you sit? Now, you will see how important is chastity. The word chastity is used as life and its opposite is death, you see. These things are not explained to us. That's a pity. We ourselves do not know outward acting and posing won't do, I tell you. So, that is why I put it in the diary forms. Even in word, even in thought, even unchaste words and thoughts affect you. If you observe an average very simple diet with chastity, you'll be blooming. All your tonics, all your outward dietary proteins won't help you. Special diets also won't help. That is only temporary. I think with acting and posing, you appear to look all right. That is all. I read an instance in one book while I was a student. In the West, it is usual that girls seek their own husbands and husbands seek their own companions. There was one girl who was ugly looking and nobody wanted to marry her. She was disappointed, so she left the town and lived in an out-of-the-way place. Naturally, when one is disappointed, one reverts to God. She passed her days in sweet remembrance of God. After a year or so, somebody came up to her, "I would like to marry you." "What are you talking about? I'm the ugliest woman in the world." "No, no, no, you are not ugly. No, no, don't joke with me." She looked in the looking glass and her features were changed. So, thoughts are very potent. You see, chaste thoughts is a blessing. Ojas power is that, as I tell you, which helps to transcend into the beyond. Question: even the ojas power to think depends on ojas also. Continence of mind, that also depends upon ojas. Master, you waste your power by thinking. Thoughts result in words and in action. That does not affect those who have no inkling whatsoever of God. Some diaries, excuse me, are full of chastity failures. Indeed, take it like a food, that is wrong. I have to give them right direction, very politely. Take more care of that. And with that, I think my time is over today. I was reading from The Light of Kripal. I started with chapter 41, titled Permanent Happiness, and continued to chapter 42, Ojas, the Power of Chastity. I will, with His grace, continue reading from this And thank you, Master, for taking care of all of us.
And thank you, Pradeep, for reading for us. There were 77 people at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
After all, we have to leave the body. This gives a demonstration how to leave the body. If you work day-to-day regular practice, what you will find? When you time of your leaving the body, you are jolly. You go smiling because you know to leave the body every day. All glory and beauty lies within you. God resides in you.